This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Enraged Hong Kong protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse Monday after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Protesters also forced the international airport to shut down. Meanwhile, a major airline and luxury brands are following China's lead on Hong Kong's protests. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The chief executive of Cathay Pacific has warned that there will be disciplinary consequences for employees involved in illegal protests as the airline joins a slate of businesses that have appeased and apologized to China in recent days. His comments in a memo to employees seen by the AP came just hours before the Hong Kong airport announced it was shutting down and cancelling the day's remaining flights after thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators occupied the main terminal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Hong Kong airport says it will reopen at 6 a.m. Tuesday. The latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has ended. A Taliban spokesman says both sides will now consult with their leadership on the next steps. Trump administration officials are defending last week's mass immigration raids in Mississippi, including emotional footage of a girl pleading with authorities to let her father go. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the girl was quickly reunited with her mother. In response, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is against the policy of breaking up immigrant families.
For them to invade a workplace, divide families, just really undermines the character of America. What the motivation for it is, I'll leave it to others to decide.
From Washington, this is VOA News. New Trump administration rules are taking effect today.